在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Opening ceremonies in Beijing for the 2008 Summer Games, where the show began with movie director Zhang Yimou's version of Chinese history, complete with drummers in lavish traditional garb. With the lighting of the Olympic flame, the games officially got underway with 80 foreign heads of state in attendance, including President Bush. Opening ceremonies also featured the traditional parade of athletes through China's national stadium and some 30,000 fireworks. A gold medal gymnast hoisted to the top of the Olympic stadium on wires lit the Olympic torch. In the first full day of competition at the Games, 7 gold medals will be up for grabs. The Bush administration has pledged its support for the territorial integrity of Georgia as the ex-Soviet state tries to get control of a breakaway region that is backed by Russia. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is urging Russia to stop its aircraft and missile attacks in Georgia and withdraw combat forces. She's also sending a diplomat to the region to try to negotiate a ceasefire. The crisis started when Georgia launched its latest bid to retake South Ossetia, a region that broke away in the 1990s. Russia responded to the latest moves by sending in troops and bombing Georgian air bases. U.S. military officials have been monitoring the situation, but say they haven't received any specific requests for help from Georgia. Georgia is an ally of the U.S., and the Bush administration has supported the ex-Soviet state's efforts to join NATO, a move Moscow opposes. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Former Democratic presidential candidate John Edwards is now admitting the rumors in the tabloid reports he had an extramarital affair were true after all. After vigorously denying an affair with Riel Hunter, a woman hired to do videos for his political action committee, Edwards, in an interview with ABC's Bob Woodruff on Nightline, now admits to the affair. However, Edwards says he is not the father of Hunter's 6-month-old daughter, born earlier this year. He said he told his wife of the 2006 affair and asked for her forgiveness. Edwards' wife, Elizabeth, was battling cancer. U.S. stock prices soared today, with the major stock indexes up more than 2%. Jim Zaroli reports.
The price of a barrel of oil finished the day at a little more than $115, a drop of nearly $5. Oil has fallen sharply since earlier this year, when it peaked at $147 a barrel. Energy analyst Phil Flynn of Alaron Trading says the decline in price is beginning to be felt by consumers.
I mean, anybody who's filled up their car in the last week sees the prices are well down from their highs, and this is a trend that could continue.
The drop in oil prices has sent stocks sharply higher. The decline has happened in part because of signs that the European and Asian economies are slowing down, and that signals that the demand for oil and other commodities could fall. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
This is NPR. The death toll from an overnight bus crash near Sherman, Texas, has now risen to 14. Authorities today removed the crumpled wreckage of the charter bus, which fell onto its side, hit a guardrail, and then slid off Highway 75. The passengers were part of a Vietnamese Catholic group that was on a trip to Missouri. Many of those killed were apparently crushed to death. Police say investigators have interviewed the bus driver, who is in stable condition. They say it appears a blown tire may have been to blame for the accident. Tyson Foods has come to a new agreement with employees of a Tennessee poultry plant. This year they will have both Labor Day and the Muslim celebration Eid al-Fitr as paid holidays. From member station WPLN in Nashville, Blake Farmer reports.
Tyson had dropped Labor Day in favor of the Muslim celebration at the union's request. Tyson spokesperson Libby Lawson says the change was a practical concern. At least 250 Somali refugees work at the Shelbyville plant. Many Muslim employees were taking off Eid al-Fitr unpaid.
For many, many, many years at that particular plant, team members work on Labor Day anyway. So I don't think that they thought that this was such a big deal.
After a media backlash this week, Tyson asked to renegotiate. Now, workers will get paid for both Labor Day and Eid al-Fitr. The plant will drop a paid floating holiday meant for birthdays. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
American workers were slightly less productive during the April through June quarter, though the Labor Department says productivity still rose. The government says worker productivity in the second quarter grew at an annual rate of 2.2%. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 302 points to end the week at 11,734. That was a gain of 3.6%. The S&P was up 30 points. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.